Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Thank God for you who are on the line tonight. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're located at 5105 Reagan Drive, Suite 105 in the heart of Charlotte. That's right near Sugar Creek and Interstate 85. So we are in the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. Again, so glad that you chimed in tonight. And we're going to be talking about God's grace. And I just love the grace and the mercy of God. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But first, we're going to start with prayer. And so I would just ask you to just join in with me in prayer. We also have prayer going on at 6 o'clock in the morning. We're on the line between 6 and 6:30, not on Blog Talk. But we're on the line at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'll give you some more details about that later on. I might try to push that through Blog Talk Radio or either a free conference call. But we're in prayer at 6 in the morning. So we're going to get ready to pray right now. Father God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for every opportunity to come before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus, to find that grace shall help us in our time of need. Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you for how you shield us, how you protect us, how you watch over us each and every day of our lives, God. We thank you for how even when we have to go through storms, how you're in the midst, Lord, how you lead us and you guide us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. So even though sometimes we may have to go through some trials, some tests, and some tribulations, you're there with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As long as we keep our eyes on you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for the shielding, for the hedge of protection, for us being clothed in our right mind, for us waking up this morning, having the activity of our limbs. We thank you for our loved ones, how you have kept them and blessed them and protected them, God. We just thank you each and every day on how you just continue to watch over us in a world like we live in today, God. We ask you to continue to bless, continue to heal, continue to send to deliverance to those who need to be delivered, Father. Healing to those who need to be healed. We even ask you, those who are on our prayer list, God, we ask you to just continue to bless them, the Smith family, the Hill family, our own Sister Bernice, Mother Lily, the Pless family. God, we ask you to just continue to bless them and meet them at their point of need. Lord, we ask you to make every crooked place straight tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to free minds, Lord, free hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, because your word says, I would that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Lord, we ask that people's souls to prosper today, their mind, their will, and their emotions, Father, would be set free. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask that they be set free today, free in the mind, free in the soul, free in the attitude, free in their desire and will to serve you, God. Let every man and woman see their purpose today, God, their divine purpose, why you sent us here. What is it that you want us to do? Who is it that you want us to talk to? Why do we go through the things that we go through, Lord, so that we might be a help and an encouragement to somebody else? God, we look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our strength. You are our redeemer, God. We trust you. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Somebody feels slayed today, Father, but they're trusting and leaning and depending upon you. God, we need you like never before. Hallelujah. And we can't thank you enough, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, but most of all that you're going to do. We trust, we lean, and depend upon you. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise. You get the glory out of our lives, God. You get the victory. We want the victory so that we can talk about you, God. Hallelujah. When we go through the test, we want to be able to have that testimony to say what you've done for us, how you kept us, how you sustained us, God. Some people are on the brink on the brink of losing their mind, having a nervous breakdown. Some people are full of depression, Father. But we ask that you lift them up tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Excuse me. We thank the Lord tonight. Woo, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, since we started this 6 o'clock prayer, another sister and myself, we started a 6 o'clock prayer. We just call each other sometime between 6 and 6:30. That's the goal. And since we started that prayer, I'm telling you, I have been feeling so blessed. Hallelujah. So honored. Hallelujah. Just to serve the Lord and be on the winning side. And I'm telling you, it just takes a little prayer to set you on fire. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm grateful to him. And like I said, as the Lord leads, we will, excuse me, possibly extend it in the future. But right now, we're just going to go forth and continue to pray for all of you and pray for each one of us. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the Word of God. Woo, it's already 6:41. We're getting off of here at 7 o'clock. We're going to the Word of God. We're reading the book of Esther for the month of June. Our monthly calendar is the book of Esther. In January, we looked at Jacob and Joseph, and we just went through with a fine-tooth comb, looking at the two of them and their lives and what happened. And hopefully it brought some insight to those of you who read it, followed along, and even read it on your own. And so this month, we're going through the book of Esther. We started a little bit in Sunday school. Those of you who were with us on Sunday, we started a little bit, and we talked about Vashti and what she was going through. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at the book of Esther. But we're looking at grace tonight, and we're reading from Esther, the second chapter. I have two scriptures for you, and then we're done. Esther, the second chapter, and then we're going over to the New Testament, to Romans. So Esther, the second chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. Well, let's back up to the 15th verse. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Assyria, into his house, royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight, more than all virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. So she obtained grace and favor. I was reading something tonight, and it was a passage from a book, and it was saying that we have to remember, hallelujah, that grace was God's idea. You know, sometimes we, as human beings, we want to work for everything. You know, we want to feel like we've worked to get everything. We want to earn everything that we receive in life and everything that we obtain. But that's not the biblical principle when it comes to grace, because grace is unmerited favor, and you don't have to earn it. It was God's idea to give it to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if you could get to that, if you could grasp that, that grace is God's idea, then we could walk in so much more love, so much more mercy, and so much more grace towards others. Because I can't speak for you, but when I think about my life and all that God has done, I'm not talking about all that I've been through. I'm not talking about my blisters, but I'm talking about my blessings. Even in my going through times that I've been so down, God has lifted my head. The Bible says he is the lifter of your head. So he has lifted my head up. When I thought I couldn't make it, when I thought I couldn't get out of bed the next day, he has lifted me up. Nobody came in my room and said, Kim, get up. Kim, wash up. Kim, put some clothes on. But the Lord lifted me up. Hallelujah. And so when I think about all the times that he's brought me through, hallelujah, all the times that he's brought me out, when I think about all the times that he's rescued me, even in my youth, hallelujah, then I'm grateful to him. Hallelujah. And I know that it's his grace and his mercy that has been extended to me. And I'm grateful for that. I can't give an account for everything, but I know it's times that I have gotten the grace and mercy of God, and I know I didn't deserve it. No, I wasn't supposed to have it, but he did it anyway because it was his idea. And I'm grateful for his grace and for his mercy. And all I want to do out of that is begin to even the more extend love, extend grace, extend mercy, extend ministry to others based on the capacity that I have. And the capacity that I have is based on what he has given to me. So I'm saying to you, Bible study listeners, if God has given you a tremendous amount of grace, then why can't you extend that to others? So many times we want to justify, vindicate, blame, judge. And all those things may be important. All those things may come into play to your situation and to your circumstance. But what about the God part? Help me today, Holy Ghost. What about the God part? What about the part that says we are extending grace and mercy based on the grace and the mercy that God has extended to us? What about that? So I'm asking God to give us the strength to be merciful towards others, to be graceful towards others, to be humble towards others. I say give us the strength to do that. Why? Because it's part of his word and it's part of his will. Let's look at Romans, the third chapter. Hallelujah. Romans, the third chapter. And where am I going here? The law says, it says to those who are under the law. All right, let's look at verse 19, the third chapter, verse 19. Now, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law. Now, we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silent and the whole world held accountable to God. Did y'all hear that? Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. So in other words, if you're under the law, then the law holds for you. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin. So, if you're living under the law, help us today, Holy Ghost. Every mouth may be silent, and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. You cannot be declared righteous in God's sight strictly by law. It has to be by his grace. The law is there to remind us of our sin, but grace is there letting us know that Jesus died for our sins and we've been forgiven for our sins. Why can't we be more loving and forgiving and send more grace out to others? I hope you're getting an understanding of what I'm trying to say tonight. When you, and I can't really spend a lot of teaching time on this, but when you, before you came into the knowledge of Christ, you were out there, you were doing your thing, having a good time, whatever. And then when you came into the knowledge of Christ, what happened? Christ forgave you of your sins. You were ushered from hell to heaven, but it also brought the law into prospect to make you aware of what you were doing that might have been against the law. So that's where the scripture says, through the law, we became conscious of our sin. So the law has made us conscious of sin, but we ought to have enough sense to know that the flesh is going to be warring against the spirit constantly. 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 The flesh is warring against the spirit. And I'm just not talking about, you know, the regular things. But look, the flesh is, you got to, like I said, you got to fight depression. You got to fight strife. You got to fight envy. You got to fight anger. Those are sins of consciousness. Because if we enter into some of those things, it can cause us to do some other things that we might not normally do. That's why you hear people on TV saying, oh, well, they were such a quiet neighbor. Didn't know. Who would have ever thought? They walk in and out of their house all the time. Well, guess what? They got overtaken by anger, overtaken by depression, overtaken by some type of sinful nature or character that took them out of, quote, unquote, their normal character. Church, we need the Spirit of God in our lives. We need it so that the enemy will not overtake us. We need the presence of God in our life, and we need the grace and the mercy of God in our life. I hope I'm making some sense tonight. It's people saying, texting me, saying they're trying to get in and they can't get in. I'm hoping I'm making some sense tonight. But what I'm saying to you is continue to live by God's grace and God's mercy. Don't ever let the enemy make you feel guilty about anything that you've been through or anything that you're going through. Each day when you get up, recognize that his mercies are new every morning. Walk in them. Walk in the grace of God. Walk in the mercy of God and try your best to extend that grace and mercy to those who you come in contact with. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Try to do that. And try to do it solely based on the scripture that says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Try to do it based on the mercy and the grace that the Lord has extended to you, to us. Just extend a little bit more love and a little bit more grace. Well, I read the book of Esther because she obtained grace and favor. She obtained grace and favor. And I really want to do a word study on that because we know grace is a merited favor, things that you don't deserve. And if she deserved favor, that meant that she was like a magnet of goodness, a magnet of I like you, a magnet of I want to bless you. She was a magnet. I walked into the grocery store today. I was so tired. I didn't know what to do. I grabbed four items. And it was one long line. I walked into the next aisle as though it was a cashier there. And I said to the lady, I just looked over and said to the lady, I said, are you here by yourself? There are no other cashiers? She said, yes, ma'am. And the lady that she was waiting on was about to get rung up with a cart full of stuff. She said, miss, you only have four things. Just come on around and get in front of me and get it. I said, oh, bless God, you are a wonderful sister. I wanted to bless her right then and there. She had extended grace and mercy to me for no reason at all. I wasn't even talking to her. She was a customer. I asked the cashier a question, and I wanted to extend grace and mercy and favor. I wanted to bless her. I was like, oh, you are so. She said, don't worry about it. She had a cart full of stuff, and she said, you just have four things. She didn't know I had five. I put one of them back. I said, four things it should be, because I was walking around with it trying to decide whether or not I was going to get it. And that was the answer. And I know somebody might think that was trivial. Oh, you too deep. No, that was my answer. Put that back and get these four things and get on out of here. So God will extend. It can come in all ways, all kinds of ways. God will extend grace and mercy. And let us begin, as they say, pay it forward. Let us begin to do that to one another. I love you with the love of the Lord. I'm so glad that you are on the line tonight. I'm praying that those who wanted to get through could get through. I don't know why some people could not, but we're going to try to figure that out for next week. But I'm asking God to continue to bless you. I always know when it's a good lesson. I mean, they're all good lessons as far as I'm concerned. But sometimes the enemy try to block it, and I'm like, okay, guess what? Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. You can go online and listen to it through an archive. You know, you can pull it up on your phone, go to Blog Talk Radio, and tell them if you missed it, listen to it. It's an archived Bible study, so you can listen to any of them. But I thank God for you. I'm glad that you're listening. I'm hoping that you're encouraged. I'm asking God to continue to bless you, continue to send healing, continue to love on you until you find your purpose and do what it is that he wants you to do. We thank you. And we're going to sign off now. We've just got a couple more minutes, but we're going to sign off and just let you know that this is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. If you're ever in the Charlotte area, please come by and visit us. Our services are Sunday school at 9:30. Sunday morning worship at 10 o'clock, Bible study Wednesday night by phone or online, and we have Bible classes that run in six-week sessions on Saturdays from 10 to 11. God bless you, and I love you with the love of the Lord.